You're listening to SBS News.
On the first sitting week of the new parliament, the Labor government's already got an industrial fight on its hands. The controversial Australian Building and Construction Commission, or ABCC, is set to lose most of its powers from Tuesday. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles told the ABC why it's on the government's agenda.
This is a body which was very politically driven, which was focused on, you know, whether or not people were wearing particular stickers on their helmets.
It's a body that's been established, scrapped, replaced and re-established, and even sparked a double dissolution election in 2016 that Malcolm Turnbull narrowly won. But what does it actually do? Industrial law barrister Ian Neal SC explains.
The ABCC is a Commonwealth regulator established to enforce special laws that govern the building and construction industry in Australia, particularly industrial conduct.
The ABCC was established by the Howard government in the early 2000s in response to a royal commission into the construction industry. Since then, it's been used as a political ploy, scrapped and replaced by the Rudd-Gillard government in 2012 and then resurrected by Malcolm Turnbull in 2016. The coalition is defending the body. Opposition Industrial Relations spokeswoman Michaela Cash says it will cost the economy.
The building and construction industry, as an economic entity, is just too important to Australia to go back to the bad old days of chaos and lawlessness that we saw last time the ABCC was destroyed.
Industry groups are also concerned about the implications. Master Builders Association Chief Executive Danita Warne says having an independent monitoring service for the industry is necessary.
In four royal commissions and also numerous reports over many decades, it's all been consistent, and that is that unfortunately our industry needs a specialist regulator with special laws to make sure that we all behave in our industry when it comes to industrial relations.
Ian Neal agrees. He says without the ABCC, any regulatory powers would fall to the Fair Work Ombudsman or health and safety regulators.
The ABCC has concentrated for a very long time on one industry and built up a vast store of knowledge about the way in which that industry works. That will be lost. It's hard not to argue that the enforcement of those laws will become less effective as a result.
Unions argue that the building regulator has led to some workers not getting a fair go or fair pay. Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill says the ABCC has run a political agenda.
There is existing bodies that have obligations to look at things like health and safety, to look at issues that arise within industries. So there should be no difference in how a building worker is treated and any other worker in Australia. They deserve the same respect, they deserve the same rights.
The government won't need legislation to strip the Commission's powers, but abolishing the body altogether will need to pass Parliament. That won't be a problem in the House of Representatives, where Labor has the majority, but in the Senate, the government will need the crossbench. Greens leader Adam Bandt says his party is in favour of taking it out.
The ABCC's got to go, and for some time, the Greens have had that position for a number of years, and we took it to the election and we have it now. The ABCC is an affront to the rule of law. You should not have fewer rights at work just because you happen to work in a dangerous industry like construction. That is the situation at the moment.
But the Green support isn't enough. Labor will need at least one more crossbencher. And David Pocock, a Teal independent in the Senate, says he has concerns with the legislation.
My concern is that we actually have a focus on worker safety and well-being and what comes next. How do we strike the right balance on work sites between workers being able to unionise and advocate for their rights, but also, you know, other workers not being intimidated and ensuring that we are putting safety front and centre for almost 1.2 million workers in construction in Australia.
Striking the right balance will be crucial this next sitting fortnight as the government looks to bring in at least 18 pieces of legislation, including climate targets, paid domestic violence leave and other election promises. Anthony Albanese addressed his new caucus as Prime Minister, laying out his priorities.
In coming weeks, we'll have childcare legislation. We'll be acting on our urgent care clinics, putting them in place. We will, by the end of the year, have a legislation on the Anti-Corruption Commission. We will as well be advancing the voice to Parliament enshrined in our constitution.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.